From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
First, the headlines. Indonesia hands over G20 DIN chair to India. Indonesian and Japanese economic ministers discuss trade cooperation. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesia symbolically handed over the continuation of the G20 Digital Innovation Network DIN to India, which will host the G20 presidency in 2023, while officially closing the DIN gathering in Nusa Dua Bali on Sunday. Director General of Informatics Application at the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics, Samuel Abriani Pangarapan, symbolically handed over the DIN chair to the Under Secretary of India's Ministry of External Affairs, Naman Upadhyaya. G20 Digital Innovation Network is part of the Digital Economy Working Group, DEWG, under the Sherpa track. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto received Japanese Minister of Energy, Trade and Industry Nishimura Yasutoshi on Saturday, and they discussed trade and investment cooperation, Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, IPEF, and G20 Summit. Through the Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement, IJEPA, both countries have made achievements in their cooperation and renewed cooperation agreements, including increasing Indonesia's canned tuna export to Japan with more competitive tariffs and altering import duty-free condition. The National Police Polri is committed to strengthening Indonesia's role in UN peacekeeping missions with the new Foreign Police Unit, FPU, to carry out the missions of MINUSCA Central Africa or MINUSMA in Mali. Polri's Chief of the Public Information Bureau, Brigadier General Ahmad Ramadan, told reporters on Sunday that the National Police is currently deploying one contingent of FPU Garba or Garuda Bayangkara Task Force for the MINUSCA or United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Missions in the Central African Republic missions. Let's move on to the international news, where Ukraine's Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal on Sunday voiced hopes that Germany will become a leading player helping Kyiv to build up its air defenses as he sought more heavy weapons for Kyiv from Berlin. Shmyhal is the first high-level Ukrainian official to visit Germany in months, a sign of eased tensions between Kyiv and Berlin after a rocky patch. Canadian police hunted for two suspects in a stabbing spree that killed 10 people and wounded at least 15 others, mostly in a sparsely populated indigenous community early Sunday. The stabbing across 13 crime scenes were among the deadliest mass killings in modern Canadian history and are certain to reverberate throughout the country, which is unaccustomed to bouts of mass violence more commonly seen in the United States. Authorities in flood-hit Pakistan breached the country's largest freshwater lake on Sunday, displacing up to 100,000 people from their homes, but saving more densely populated areas from gathering flood water, a minister said. Record monsoon rains and melting glaciers in Pakistan's northern mountains have brought floods that have affected 33 million people and killed at least 1,290, including 453 children. The inundations' blame on climate change is still spreading. China's southern tech hub of Shenzhen said it will adopt tired antivirus restriction measures from Monday, while the southwestern metropolis of Chengdu announced an extension of lockdown curbs as the country grapples with fresh outbreaks. Shenzhen, which went into a weekend lockdown on Saturday, announced a new round of COVID-19 testing and vowed to marshal all available resources, mobilize all forces, and take all possible measures to stamp out the pandemic. Listener, now let's move it on to Diplomatic Corner on Yudi Krishnan, the awarded Order of Merit by Ukraine.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Yudi Krishnandi awarded Order of Merit by Ukraine. Listeners, Indonesian Ambassador to Ukraine, Georgia, and Armenia for the 2017 to 2021 period, Yudi Krishnandi was awarded the Order of Merit, or a special attribute of honor from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Ukrainian Ambassador to Indonesia, Vasil Haminian, said in his statement on Sunday that former Ambassador Yudi had contributed to strengthening cooperation, supporting Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and popularizing Ukraine in the eyes of the world. Vasil also said that Yudi really deserved the award. Yudi's hard work while in Ukraine has contributed a lot to Ukraine. Even after returning to Indonesia, Yudi continued to fight for Ukrainian independence on the basis of humanity and justice. This was remarked by Ukrainian Ambassador Vasil during the discussion and review of the book Cinta Keduaku Berlabuh di Ukraina by Yudi Krishnandi. The book review, which was attended by more than 200 students, was held at the auditorium of the University of Tangerang Raya in Banten. Ambassador Vasil revealed the figure of Yudi, who always worked hard by doing various things during his time as ambassador in Ukraine. Even now, Yudi has released 3 books about his experiences in Ukraine. Vasil further said that Yudi's work and achievement in Ukraine are unlikely to be achieved in 10 years. The latest book, entitled Cinta Keduaku Berlabuh di Ukraina, is Yudi's 3rd book about Ukraine. This book follows the previous book, Dari Kiev Menulis Indonesia, which was launched on October 9, 2019. Meanwhile, the book Perjalanan Tahun Ketiga Dubes RI di Kiev is another Yudi work. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022. begin today in history with the event on September 5, 1945, when the Sultanate of Yogyakarta emerged with the Republic of Indonesia. On September 5, 1945, the 9th Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono and the 8th Pakualam expressed their full support for the newly proclaimed Republic of Indonesia. Their statement was proven by the existence of the mandate addressed to the people of Yogyakarta. This mandate was announced on September 5, 1945. This mandate includes 3 points, namely the Kingdom of Yogyakarta is a special region of the Republic of Indonesia, all government affairs of the special region of Yogyakarta are held by the Sultan, and the Sultan is directly responsible to the President of the Republic of Indonesia. Let's move on to the event on 1949 when Robert Walter Mongensidi passed away. Robert Walter Mongensidi is an Indonesian independence fighter. He was born in Manado on February 14, 1925. He was involved in the struggle against the Dutch colonialists in Makassar. Due to his struggle against Dutch colonialism, Robert Walter Mongensidi was arrested and sentenced to death on September 5, 1949. He was awarded as a national hero by the government on November 6, 1973. In addition to receiving the title of National Hero, Robert Walter Mongensidi also received the highest award of the state of Indonesia, Bintang Mahaputra Adri Pradana, on November 10, 1973. As a tribute to himself, his name is immortalized at Indonesian Navy ship KRI Walter Mongensidi and Army Hospital Robert Walter Mongensidi in Manado. We entered in history with an event on September 5, 2005, when an airplane of Mandala Airlines crashed in Medan, North Sumatra. Mandala Airlines flight RE091 is a Boeing 737-200 aircraft that crashed in the Padang Bulan area, Medan, on September 5, 2005. The accident occurred after the plane on the Medan-Jakarta flight carrying 112 passengers and 5 crew took a few seconds off from Polonia Airport, Medan. The death toll was 100 passengers and crew and 49 people on the ground. 17 passengers survived.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku, oh cintaku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini biarkan ku bijaksana dalam memadai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all. Thank you.
Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to a tourist attraction, Bajra Sandi Monument, a monument located in the heart of Denpasar, Bali. This monument was built and dedicated to the struggle of the people of the island of Bali. The location of the monument is in front of the office of the governor of the Bali province and the Bali Legislative Council or DPRD building, precisely in Renon. Construction of the monument began in 1987 on the initiative of the former governor of Bali, Ida Bagus Mantra. On June 14, 2003, the new monument was inaugurated by the 5th Indonesian President, Megawati Soekarnoputri, in conjunction with the opening of the Bali Art Festival. Since then, this monument has been open to public. The collections in the Bali People's Struggle Monument Museum include 33 dioramas, a collection of photos and paintings. In the diorama, tourists can see the life of Balinese people from prehistoric times, ancient Balinese times, middle Bali eras, and the Balinese fighting for independence. Each diorama is given information in three languages, namely Balinese, Indonesian, and English. Bajra Sandi Monument is a Balinese struggle monument to honor the heroes and is a symbol of the preservation of the fighting spirit of the Balinese people from generation to generation. In addition, it is also a symbol of the spirit to maintain the integrity of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. Architectural design from Insinyur Ida Bagus Gedeyatnya, an architect who won the architectural competition for this monument, has the meaning of the Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia on August 17, 1945, with the design of 17 entrance gates, 8 main pillars, and the height of the monument is 45 meters. The name Bajra Sandi comes from the words Bajra and Sandi. Bajra means bell and Sandi means holy. When viewed from the shape of the monument building, it does look like the holy bell, used by Hindu priests when chanting mantras in prayer ceremonies. Bajra Sandi Monument also has its own charm for Asian tourists such as Japan, China, and Korea. Its pagoda-like shape makes the tourists interested in visiting, because in their countries there are also many pagodas. Bajra Sandi Monument facilities, besides the museum, there is also a library, fish pond, handicrafts, and toilets. To enter this monument, visitors must pay 25,000 rupiah or $1.68 for adult visitors and 10,000 rupiah for children. Meanwhile, students only need to pay 2,000 rupiah and for students around Bali, 5,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让整血胚胎口罩 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about Hari Terakhir di Jakarta, which means last day in Jakarta. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya akan pergi ke Yogyakarta besok. Saya akan pergi ke Yogyakarta besok, which means I'm going to go to Yogyakarta tomorrow. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Datil, a tourist guide. Dev tells Datil about his planned activities by using adverb of time besok. Besok, which means tomorrow. Let's listen to the conversation.
Anda akan pergi kemana setelah dari Jakarta?
Saya akan pergi ke Yogyakarta besok.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya. Saya, which means I. Akan pergi, which means going to go. Ke Yogyakarta, which means to Yogyakarta. Besok, besok, which means tomorrow. Saya akan pergi ke Yogyakarta besok. Saya akan pergi ke Yogyakarta besok, which means I'm going to go to Yogyakarta tomorrow. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya akan pergi ke Yogyakarta besok. Saya akan pergi ke Yogyakarta besok, which means I'm going to go to Yogyakarta tomorrow. In the sentence, there is an adverb of time, besok, besok, which means tomorrow. It is used to state an activity which will happen or be done one a day after today. In the sentence, the word besok, besok, which means tomorrow, is used to state the time when Dev is going to go to Yogyakarta after staying in Jakarta. Besides the word besok, besok, which means tomorrow, to state an activity that will happen or be done, you can use another adverb of time. For example, lusa, lusa, which means the day after tomorrow. It explains an activity that will happen or be done 2 days after today. Like the other adverbs, the word besok and lusa can be placed in the beginning or in the end. Here are the examples. Lusa, lusa, which means the day after tomorrow. Saya ada di Yogyakarta lusa. Saya ada di Yogyakarta lusa, which means I will be in Yogyakarta the day after tomorrow. Lusa, saya ada di Yogyakarta. Lusa, saya ada di Yogyakarta, which means the day after tomorrow, I will be in Yogyakarta. To state future activities, you can also use a preposition after time unit. For example, minggu depan, which means next week. Bulan depan, which means next month. or tahun depan. Tahun depan, which means next year. For example, saya akan pergi ke Tokyo tahun depan. Saya akan pergi ke Tokyo tahun depan. Which means I'm going to go to Tokyo next year. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Anda akan pergi kemana setelah dari Jakarta?
Saya akan pergi ke Yogyakarta besok.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. aku cinta. Aku cinta. Aku cinta. Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Tapi jika ada kemungkinannya, aku mau. Yeah. Oh. Aku mau. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, yeah, ingin aku ada di sana, ada di sana, di sana. Aku mau.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Berita Kepada Kawan by Keroncong Music Story 97. The song Berita Kepada Kawan was released in 1979 on the album Camellia 2. This song was written by Ebit G. Ade as a sign of his empathy for the eruption of the poisonous Sinila crater in Dieng, Central Java in 1979. Ebit G. Ade also invites us to return to reflect on what we have done to nature, so that nature is reluctant to be friendly with humans. Because the lyrics are considered successful in representing empathy, this song is played every time when a natural disaster occurs. Alright listener, here is the Keroncong song by Keroncong Music Story 97 with the song Berita Kepada Kawan. Happy listening!
Mestinya kau saksikan di tanah kering bebatuan. Bye.
atas batu jalanan, hati tergetar menampak kering rerumputan. Perjalanan ini pun seperti jadi saksi, gembala kecil menangis sedih. Sampainya di laut, ku kabarkan semuanya kepada karang, kepada ombak, kepada matahari. Tetapi semua diam, tetapi semua bisu, tinggal aku sendiri terpaku menatap lagi. Barangkali di sana ada jawabnya, mengapa di tanahku terjadi bencana. Mungkin Tuhan mulai bosan melihat tingkah kita yang selalu salah dan bangga dengan dosa-dosa. Atau alam mulai enggan bersahabat dengan kita. Coba kita bertanya pada rumput yang bergoyang. Batu jalanan, hati tergetar menampak kering rerumputan. Perjalanan ini pun seperti jadi saksi, gembala kecil menangis sedih. Sampainya di laut, ku kabarkan semuanya kepada karang, kepada ombak, kepada matahari. Tetapi semua diam, tetapi semua bisu, tinggal aku sendiri terpaku menatap lagi. Barangkali di sana ada jawabnya, mengapa di tanahku terjadi bencana. Mungkin Tuhan mulai bosan melihat tingkah kita yang selalu salah dan bangga dengan
dosa-dosa atau alam mulanya bersahabat dengan kita. Coba kita bertanya pada rumput yang bergoyang.
International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.